Good morning again, and welcome to our devotion this morning. Over the last number of weeks on a Monday, we've been following the journey in the life of Peter. And last week we talked about when he was asked by Jesus to watch, to stand guard and to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. And repeatedly they fell asleep, him and the other disciples fell asleep. And then the soldiers came to arrest Jesus. And how Peter reacted rather violently and chopped the ear off the high priest's servant. We've now come to the part in his story where Peter is going to deny Jesus. Now, yesterday morning in our Sunday morning service, we had a guest speaker, Debbie Bullock, and you know, she picked up the story exactly where we'd left it off. And her word yesterday looks at this next part. And I want to encourage you on our Facebook page or on our YouTube channel, wherever you're watching this, is our service from yesterday morning. And go back and listen to that message and the points that she draws out. But for us here this morning, I just want to quickly focus on just two pieces of information, I suppose, two parts of this story. Peter has now denied Jesus three times. If you want to read that, it's in Luke chapter 22, starting at verse 54, and it gives the account. But I'm going to skip to the end. That denial's taking place, and at verse 61 we read, "The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, 'Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times.' And he went outside and wept bitterly." And you know, for us today, if we have a genuine encounter with Jesus at that time that he was on the cross, then that's what it can do to us, make us weep bitterly. Because Jesus looks at us. He looks directly at us. And as we look at him on that cross and picture the Jesus that is on that cross, his body broken, giving up his life for us, that exposes our wrongdoings, our sin, our prideful nature. It exposes our self-serving nature. How we try to be self-sufficient. And that can break us. That can make us realise just how far from God we are, how broken. We can have that revelation of how broken our relationship with God can be, and we can weep bitterly. But it's at the cross that that happens, but it's also because of the cross that we can then get raised up out of that situation. Because as we know, Jesus went on, he was crucified, he died, he was buried. But then he rose again. And I quickly want to just turn back to the Gospel of Mark. And it's the morning of the third day, and the women have gone to the tomb and they've discovered that Jesus's body is gone. He isn't there. And then we read these words in John chapter 16. We read, "And when they looked up, they saw the stone was rolled away, which was very large. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right hand side, and they were alarmed. 'Don't be alarmed,' he said. 'You were looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter.'" He was named in person, the disciples and Peter. Those words, when the ladies went back, they had Peter jumping up and running himself to the grave to see for himself that indeed the stone was rolled away, that Jesus was there no more. And God calls to us. And he calls to us by name. We can look to Jesus broken on that cross, his blood shed. But it's at that moment when we recognise our sinfulness, when we are broken people and we recognise ourselves as that. That's when Jesus calls to us. Louise, Sue, John, whatever your name may be this morning, Jesus calls and says, come to me. Come and discover that I have risen. I am not dead. There is new life. Come to me and I will raise you up. I just want to encourage you this morning. I don't know what your situation is, but whatever it is, turn to God and he will lift you up.